Donnamalla have lost, obviously, Junior and James McBrien in the last couple of years, but they have a lot of young, promising players coming through who have had experience now at the top level, and I think this could be their year.
Okay, well, they've got off to a good start, playing Eglinton yesterday, winning by 9 wickets. Tell us about that game. That was your match yesterday.
Yeah, that was our feature game yesterday. Eglinton missing 2 or 3 players yesterday, but their batting was very, very poor. All out for just 96 runs, and out of that, Stuart Thompson scored 30 of them, so there was a lot of the batsmen didn't perform yesterday. Good bowling by the two McBrien brothers, young Andy McBrien with 3 for 12 and his brother Richie with 3 for 13. But Donnamalla had no problem whatsoever, never looked in any danger. They did lose a wicket. Ricky Lee Doherty was out for 21, but Tom Riddles with 39 not out, and Gary McClintock 33 not out. Solid home, very, very easy winners by 9 wickets. Good start to the season.
Okay, and the next one on the chart here, Brady and Ardmore, that off, was that due to the weather?
Yeah, the Brady ground got saturated on Saturday morning, apparently, and there was no chance of play there, so Ardmore didn't even travel to that one. That one, apparently, is rearranged for the stay week.
Coleraine against Strabane. Coleraine, defending champions, are off to a good start, beating Strabane. Were you impressed with their scoring?
Very impressed, and their new professional, Ray Sildas, he scored 85 yesterday, so he's got off to a great start. 201 for 8 always looked a massive total for Strabane. They chased. They just managed 134 for 9, their captain Ryan Goller with 28. But Strabane, they've an 18-year-old South African that's a professional this year, so it's going to take him a little while to settle, and obviously being a young lad, it'll be interesting to see how he fares. He got 15 yesterday, but it's early days, his first game. But Coleraine very, very strong again this year, and they're determined to hold on to that title.
I'm sure they are, yeah, they're going to give it a good rattle. Drummond got promoted last year, taking on Brigade, but you always keep emphasising the difference between Championship and the Premiership, and I suppose there was an example of it yesterday.
Showed again yesterday, Miles and Drummond, with no professional, they haven't employed a professional. Always difficult when you come up, as I say, every year, and without a professional, it's obviously going to be a lot more difficult. They just managed 101 yesterday, and Adam McGade with 40 of those. I went out actually and saw the end of that game at Brigade, no problem at all, after Gary Hussain, 41 not out, just lost the 1 wicket, 105 for 1, so Brigade, very, very strong this year, definitely going to be a big danger to Donnamalla and Corey, and they won that one easily by 9 wickets.
Mm-hmm. So you would suggest overall it's going to be Brigade, Coleraine, Donnamalla, they would be the top three?
That's the top three, Miles. Yeah, looks like it, even as early days as this, the likes of Eglinton, Ardmore. I think Ardmore will do well this year, but not they won't challenge the top three. I can't see that happening. So it looks like Brigade, Donnamalla and Coleraine. They'll battle it out for the honours this year, even as early days as this. But looking at their three squads, they are definitely the strongest.
And in the 2020 from the national competition, the national team, they didn't do as well as maybe expected.
They didn't do as well, but nevertheless, they've been working very hard during the winter, Miles, and I think they could do well this year. They don't start until the bank holiday Monday at the end of the month, then they're then at North Leinster. But that's going to be it's going to be good for them. They have a lot of promising young players coming through. I think of the two McClintocks from Donnamalla, who were in the under-19 Ireland side there not so long ago, and Aaron Gillespie, a young player from Strabane. You know, Andrew Austin from Brady. They're all around about 18, 19, and they'll be on the Warrior side this year. And they mightn't just win anything this year, but it looks good for the future because they're going to be around for many years to come.
Okay, let's look at the Championship just briefly. St Johnson against Fox Lodge, that game off, but any other outstanding games taking place yesterday?
Well, Fox Lodge obviously are fancied to win it, but as you say, that game was off with St Johnson. Glendermot are going to be thereabouts. They had a good result yesterday, sort of a local derby against New Buildings. Glendermot got 190 for 9. They bowled New Buildings out for just 85. So off to a good start there, won about 105 runs. And the only other game yesterday was a low-scoring game. Ballyspallan, newly promoted, just managed 131 yesterday. It didn't look enough, but it was enough. We're down it all out for 83. Ballyspallan won by 48 runs. But the team that's fancied they won that this year is definitely Fox Lodge. And Glendermot will be thereabouts. Fox Lodge didn't play, as I say, but Glendermot off to a good start. But it's early days, mate. It's good to get most of the games played yesterday, and that was the main thing.
Yeah, and Ballyspallan, new team, obviously, in the Championship. So there are further lower divisions and people get promoted and relegated along the way.
No, that's for sure. But look, Ballyspallan were up on the top grade many, well, right, a few years ago. So the pedigree's here, and they've rebuilt last year and this year. And they'll do all right up there. I don't think they're going to win it, but they'll look after themselves. I don't think they're going to be a relegation fodder, and that proved it yesterday. They've got a couple of ex-Eglinton players joined them, so that has helped them for sure. And it's a very, very good cricketing area down around Ballyspellin, so they'll be delighted to get that first one under their belts.
Would Premiership teams be looking at the lower leagues, looking for individual players to take them on board, and has that happened often?
Well, it doesn't happen that often, but it's a simple thing, as we always say, that the teams coming up, even the champions, always struggle in the higher grade. So you might get one or two at some stage might come into the Premier, but not an awful lot. The Premier experience is what people look for, even though they might be moving from club to club, but they usually move from Premier club to Premier club, as opposed to coming up from the First Division to a Premier club. Although the one against that this year is young Ryan Macbeth, who left St Johnstone and joined Brigade. He's only 19, a very promising young bowler, and he did very well yesterday in his debut. He picked up 3 wickets for Brigade, so he's probably an exception, but he is a young lad and a lot of promise shown there. He's one for the future as well.
How many of a panel would these Premiership clubs have? Because I presume they don't have a reserve team, so therefore it's hard for the players to, you know, to get into the top team.
Well, a lot of the teams might have 3 teams, you know, the first, second and third. So, although you find that there's usually about a 16-man panel in the first squad, and rarely there's a second team player get up unless he's obviously doing very, very well. But as I say, a lot of those clubs do have second and third teams, which keeps the interest going. But that 16-man panel is the norm for the Premiership, and they need them all as the season progresses.